Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And I mean that. Love it when you're part of the conversation. Can't, you know, you can hang out and nod your head and go, yeah, great, okay, That doesn't help. I need you to engage. We all need you to engage. Seriously. We want you engaged, want you to get involved, we want you to be part of the discussion, part of the solution. The way you become part of the solution is you get the information and you move forward with it. You make a difference. You make something happen. It's really the best way to do it. You know, you have people around you, for whatever reason, they like you and trust you. And you can, and don't jam it down their throats, but sit there and, you know, and come up with a, you know, you got Uncle Frank or your neighbor, you know, who loves a certain thing about Joe Biden or the party or what they're doing. Get your facts together. When you're sitting there having a cup of coffee with them, invite them over for a cup of coffee in the morning or whenever. Right? Do the old fashioned, sit on your front porch and have a civil conversation. Got it? You know, right now we're looking at so much stuff going on as far as the ignorance behind Israel and Israel's quote-unquote occupation. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me how, first of all, how willfully ignorant people are. And number two, how bad our education system is. How bad it is handled, or how bad, and you know what? Maybe I'm totally wrong. I could be totally wrong. They could be doing a great job based on what they want kids to know or not know. Maybe that's it. And if that's the case, they've done a fantastic job. Right, so to prove to you that the world has turned on its side, right, that there's something so wrong here, I want you to think about this. Fetterman has come out, yeah, that's right. Fetterman has come out and made some comments that make so much sense. I don't even know what to do. I don't know whether to go buy a lottery ticket. Poke myself. I don't know what to do. But Fetterman hit up News for not having the guts to admit he's running a shadow campaign against Biden. Whoa. So he took a shot at Gavin Newsom over the weekend over what many have referred to as a shadow presidential campaign against President Biden.
He said, let me say something that might be uncomfortable, Fetterman said at a Democrat Party dinner. Right now, there are two additional Democrats running for running for president. One is a congressman from Minnesota. The other one is the governor of California. They're both running for president, but only one had the guts to announce it. He went on to say, he says, I got to tell you, let me say, I got an opinion. If you are a Democrat that wants to criticize and go after Joe Biden, our president, just go ahead and write a check for Trump. Ooh. You know, the man who can't get a full sentence out is probably the smartest one over there right now. He was referencing a recent announcement from Democrat Rep. Dean Phillips that he was going to run the primary challenge to Biden. Newsom, yeah, here you go. Newsom has faced accusations in recent months of vying for the job without officially announcing. I think he's been testing the waters. I think he's been testing and seeing what would come up against him. Because we could have a field day with him. We could have a field day with him running around making fun of Florida, making fun of Texas with the economy there in both places. Stronger than it is in California. California accounts for what? A third of the homeless population? Ooh. There are more things wrong. This state is so bad. And I know some of you think we've been saying it for years. No, we haven't. We really haven't. But this state is so bad. Gas up over $6 a gallon. I mean, I could go down the... We're paying, what, $11 for a can of deodorant. You know, I was looking at certain things here. You know, a half a gallon of milk is like $6. This is crazy. And the average person here in California, like, yeah, this is hard for them to do. But he's telling you it's a paradise. Everything's wonderful. We are not the most open and free state. Not when he's behind the scenes right now. He's trying to force vaccines of COVID-19 for kids before they can go to school. No religious exemption. No exemption for medical or religion. None. Does that sound like somebody? Or does this sound like an open state? Free state? Right? His trip to Iowa recently. Who thinks he wasn't trying to build a base? It's just amazing to me. And maybe he's banking on those in the party that Nancy called low-information voters. Joe Messina, your host. We'll see what Kimberly Moran has to say after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, right? And you do that. It's not that hard. Just get informed. Know what's going on. Listen to the right people, right? I mean, seriously, turn off MSNBC. You know, CNN has surprised me as of late. Not that I trust them, but they've actually, I won't say stepped up, accidentally told the truth several times over the last few days. And let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with us, and yeah, and that's why I say, gotta listen to the right people, like her. How you doing, Kimberly?
I'm good, how are you?
All right. We were talking during the break about the, it's funny, I talk about this all the time, the planned ignorance, how the left has gone out of their way in the education world to keep the kids dumb, to keep
our young people dumb and not really truly understanding what's going on, right?
That's intentional, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, but I've said this. Some people are going to go, yeah, okay, here he goes again. But here's the deal. Go all the way back to the Jim Crow laws, right? Think about what the mindset was back then. Was you couldn't teach. It was illegal to educate a black person. Now, it wasn't illegal because they thought they were too stupid and you're just wasting your time and they're making it illegal for you to waste your time. No, they knew if you educated these people, they would find a way out of the situation that they were in. They would know how to fight back and push back. That's why they made it illegal. Sound familiar?
Yep. We've come full circle now. They've dumbed down all of society.
Oh, yeah, and God forbid you question them.
We will not survive with the next generation. This upcoming generation, whatever gen it is now that's in school, oh, we are so screwed.
Well, we're at the last letter. Maybe that's a telltale sign. I don't know.
Yeah, that might be it. And it's sad because it's across the country. I mean, people see it every day. They see it with people who are committing crimes. They see it with the gangs. They see it with all the mental illness that is really becoming a societal illness in kids. It's bad. And it just keeps getting worse.
Well, look at that. Everybody saw the video by now, I hope, where you had that activist in the UK, and he pro-Palestinian, and he's trying to get these women on his side of the LGBTQ transgender stuff, and was totally shocked that they wouldn't jump on his bandwagon. It's just as stupid he is.
Yeah, that was awesome, because these pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, dumb asses, sorry, I had to really watch my speech for that one. Because these people have zero clue about the Middle East or Muslim fundamentalist religion or Islamic jihadists or anything that's gone on over there throughout history, they have no idea. I saw a parade where a transgender woman, so it's really a man, was taking off his clothes and with a Palestine flag. That guy would be tossed off a building as soon as he got off the plane. That's how stupid these people are. And that's intentional by the media, by public schools, all schools really, by universities. That's all intentional. Gotta keep them stupid because then they'll believe anything we tell them. Well,
who knows more than the professor, right? I mean, seriously. I mean, he started, if you listen to the video, okay, he turns around, he starts talking to those women about certain stuff, and one of the Muslim women stops, hey, stop talking, bro. You have black nail polish on. You're a man. Stop. In our religion, you can't do that.
Right.
And they want to know what religion he was. They wanted him to tell them what religion he was, and he wouldn't say anything. So.
Right.
It shows you how dull and ignorant and dangerous they are to themselves and others, really.
That's the thing. You can be dangerous to yourself all you want. That's your business. But they're dangerous to this country and other people. Dangerous. Because they are literally causing other people, they're inciting violence against other people. They have absolutely no idea that the people in the Middle East, the Islamic jihadists, Hamas, Palestinians, and I'm sorry, but if you're a Palestinian who didn't agree with Hamas, they've been in power because they were voted in, what, 2005? So it's been a long time. I think all Palestinians who disagreed with Hamas probably got out by now. Am I right? Am I wrong to think that?
You would hope, right?
I mean, if you have a dictatorial, violent leadership, dictatorship for years, and you don't leave. I know in some cases, it's hard to say that because, you know, we have all the Cubans that haven't left that want, you know, probably want to, but there's a lot of people that have left. because they didn't agree with it. Even the former government.
Yeah. You hit it on the head. Matter of fact, there was. Did you see the video of the Palestinian woman who was blaming Hamas for the death of her son? And two thugs walked up, put their hand over her mouth, and drug her away. And wow. You're seeing more and more of these Palestinians, you know, in Gaza, step up, you know, and they can't get out. Now, I don't know how much of this is true or how deep the truth is on all this stuff, but you can see it happening. You can see them keeping their people there just to use it as a, oh, my God, look what Israel's doing, right?
Oh, they for sure. They are the biggest cowards of them all. They hide behind schools, hospitals. They murder innocent citizens, for God's sakes. They use them as pawns and to, like, sort of hide behind so that, you know, maybe Israel won't try to get the actual terrorists who are trying to kill everyone, including the people that they're supposedly representing, the form of government.
You know, 30 seconds, I'm not going to say they're going to win, but 30 seconds after these, you know, the LGBTQ people help them win whatever it is they're trying to win, they're dead within a minute and a half, 2 minutes after the victory, right?
I think 2 minutes is probably too long.
Okay.
Honestly, they don't understand any of this, Joe. And, you know, I didn't years ago either. And then, you know, I started hearing things. So I did a huge deep dive into this whole conflict and so I could understand it better. So I could totally, now granted, obviously I don't know anything. This history's gone on for centuries, but one thing I do know is Islamic jihadism has been going on for centuries, long before this country existed, which when it always cracks me up when people, America did this, America. No, it's been going on before we even existed as a country.
Yep. All right. Got to go for a quick break. Joe Mesina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more Kimberly when we return.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House anticipates an increase in humanitarian aid reaching Gaza in the coming days. Today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken held discussions with his Turkish counterpart in Ankara to explore avenues for extending assistance to the Gaza Strip. Blinken is aimed at alleviating tensions stemming from the conflict.
Recent attacks in Iraq and Syria may have injured more U.S. service members than we've been told.
As many as 45 U.S. service members may have been injured in those attacks. According to NBC News, this number is more than double what the Pentagon had disclosed. It's believed that the drone and rocket attacks were carried out by groups with ties to Iran.
Today, former President Trump giving testimony in the civil fraud trial in New York upon his arrival at the courtroom.
Well, Israel is being attacked. I'm down here.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, and the way you become part of the solution is what? You become properly informed. That's why you tune in and listen to Kimberly here on this show. So you can be properly informed. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. And I'll tell you something, Joe. If I don't know the answer to something, or I don't have an opinion on something, which is, as you know, very rare, I will tell you. You know that. I will tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I've been teasing the kids in college about that. And I said, you know, the thing that bothers me the most about these people is they talk like they've got a clue. And they don't, right? And
right.
They're so afraid to say, I don't, you know what, I really haven't been paying attention. I don't know this. I don't know that. They won't do it.
There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know. Let me find out.
Bingo. Let me do a little research. I'll get back to you on that one.
Right.
Yeah.
It's real easy. That's what you do in real life. That's what you're supposed to do in real life. You know, I was a consultant, and if I didn't know the answer to something, I'm not going to lie and tell my clients, oh, yeah, this, that, or the other thing. No. Let me talk to the people, the techie people, and I'll get back to you and let you know. Real simple. Real simple.
So, you know, I love this too, right? CNN was doing, you know, with all this going on and their legal experts and, you know, all this other stuff. And they made it. What's her name? Dana Bash, right?
Yeah. I can't stand anybody on that channel.
I know.
On TV and I just, that's my instant reaction.
Yeah, I have to do it for a living, right? So
I know.
They start going off. A couple of them, you know, they're having their meeting there, and they're telling you how bad it is for Trump and how bad it is for this and how bad this is. And one of them says they claim that black voters who are leaning towards Trump really don't understand how any of the government and the political process work.
Oh, my God, I did see that. Oh, my God, it's so bad.
And David Dash is having a heart attack. I can't believe that Donald Trump is leading 5 critical states. It's like, what are you offering? More death, destruction, unemployment, homelessness? What are you offering?
So I don't bother with polls anymore. I just, even
no,
though
I, know,
take,
I agree.
I take all of them. I take all of them. them, so I actually do know. I take them, but I don't really listen because, honestly, people, polls are like of 1,000 people. It's not a good example of millions, in my opinion. And certain polls, yes, you typically can show you a trend, right?
Right.
A trend of how something is going.
You would have to do it with basically the same group of people over a period of time to get a real feel for where things are going. Right.
Yep, yep. Certain polls do actually do that, and I'm some of those too. But one of them I've been doing for like 15 years. But I know, seriously, I'm a sucker for punishment. But what that woman said was basically that black people are stupid.
Yes.
And then, who's that nasty woman who denied the election results in Georgia? Stacey Abrams.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, you mean, wait a minute. Can you call her an election denier?
Yes, an election denier. I was going to call her something much worse, but whatever. That'll work. She was on that, I don't know if it was CNN or another station, I forget which one. She said that the reason that's happening with black voters is because of racism and misogyny, because like they don't relate to Kamala Harris, who is the biggest moron on the planet right now. So you know what I mean? Like they have all these things for why people aren't relating to the Biden administration, and they don't get people go to the grocery store every week and have to feed their families. People have to put gas in their cars so they can go to their jobs where their wages are not keeping up with Biden's inflation.
No.
They don't understand. I honestly, years ago, I wondered how a family with two or more kids could even afford to buy groceries because they were expensive back then, not as bad. Now I don't know how they do it. I don't. I mean, my parents, there were six of us in my family growing up, not including the two dogs. And it was, my parents were spending like $125 a week.
But don't you think that this is kind of good for us? This is almost like COVID-19 showing us what was going on in education. These elites are boiling over. They're so mad. They're so fuming. So you're better than you. Then now it's starting to kind of surface to the top, going, well, you're too stupid to know better. Maybe we should allow you to vote.
Yes. This is, Siri, can you imagine? And that was a black woman who said that.
Yes.
It wasn't somebody who was white. It's a black leftist. I don't know what's worse, white leftist women or black leftist women.
I don't care as long as they keep going on with it, you know?
Yes. Well, Joe, we've learned quite a bit about the left and the Democrat Party over the past 15 years. We've learned a lot about a lot of things, but I don't understand how anyone, other than people who are completely ignorant and uninformed about what's actually going on, could vote for anyone with any Democrat. And mind you, I'm not a big fan of Republicans either. I hate all political parties equally, but the left gets more equity in this, and more equity in that category, because they're so bad. Just like we could list off things, you know, you and I could go through and list off all the things, and it's gotten worse. We saw how bad they were when Trump was in office, and then we saw how bad they were during COVID, and then just everything, all the rioting for BLM, murders, whatever, all the horrifying things the left has done and Democrats have done to this country. Why is anyone taking them seriously anymore? They just have to go. And then we can correct the right.
You know, there was a history book that my daughter had years ago in high school. And I mean years ago. Had to go back about 15 years. And one of the comments in it was, it actually called, you know, from the day, it called the Democrats the party of slothful, was it laziness and drunkards?
And oh, I was thinking, God.
Somebody actually read that through a book?
So it was about Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah, that's right. The left is reeling. One person says, the fact is that these cases have only increased Trump's popularity and that With every indictment, he seems to gain like 5 percentage points. He said, at this rate, we get some more indictments on this guy, and, you know, he'll be elected by general acclamation.
So, you know what's funny about this, and there's just, I personally think it's all intentional because they want him to be popular because then, you know, they'll steal it again. But besides that, they don't really, right, this is the same party that wanted to defund the police and said our justice system isn't just, right?
Yep.
They've been saying that for how long? And they're proving it with their own actions. Not the police part, but the justice system. They are proving it. They are abusing it and weaponizing it against someone for his politics. Well, that's what other people feel is happening to them. If you don't have money, if you're a different color, even if, you know, if you're a different sex, I'm not going to say gender. You know what I mean? People feel that, and they see that. That's exactly what these people are doing to Trump.
Well, think about it. These people are out there. You know, the Trumpers are out there saying, can you imagine? I mean, I'm talking about in the black community and can you imagine if you didn't have the money to fight like he does? They do this to us all the time. Now,
yeah, they do this to poor people all the time.
Right.
Of all colors. People get screwed in our justice system every single day. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It's not because of the color of your skin. It's because how much money you have in your friggin' pocket.
Yeah, and look what they're doing to Eric Adams out of New York. You know, he came out against the Democrat Party. He came out against Biden, really, about, you know, him not getting things, you know, fixed at the border and everything else going on. And almost overnight, he did an about face. Don't you think somebody got to him?
Oh, well, because there's an investigation into his campaign finances, isn't there?
You know, I just find all this stuff hilarious. I really do. And people are starting to see it, even with their ignorance. I think it's having the reverse effect that the Democrats wanted to have by constantly pounding on this man. You know?
Yeah.
All right. No, gotta go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, real Joe, 855-732. I'm giggling because I had this piece set aside about John Kerry. Well, let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I know she just threw up in her mouth when I said John Kerry, but, right? So, do you remember when he was, when Iran was, was it Iraq? Anyway, there was bombing going on all around him. And he was saying, you know, that doesn't happen today. We don't bomb free countries. We don't take over this. We don't do. And you could, you know, while it was happening. And now, you know what his biggest concern is right now? Is the damage that the war is doing to the ecosystem.
Oh,
to climate change. What it's adding to climate change.
Really, no one cares. No one cares, buddy. Lurch. Go back to the house. It's Massachusetts politicians, and I swear to God, they're the worst.
They're so out of touch. The epitome of elitists, are they not?
Oh, the worst. I just got somebody. Somebody sent me the front page of the Boston Herald today. And Maura Haley's like, don't come here to illegals. You know, there are other places you can go. And some guy wrote an opinion piece, and it said, governors should ship immigrants to New Hampshire. Hey, F you, buddy. No. You have multiple sanctuary cities throughout Massachusetts. You wanted it, you got it.
Oh, yeah. They want to put it on you.
The Vineyard, the Cape, Nantucket, they're all empty right now. They got plenty of housing right now because it's off season. You put them all up before the summer people come back. Go ahead. You got plenty of room. No, they want it. We already have plenty. Believe me. We see them. We know.
Oh, yeah. You got all kinds of, New Hampshire's come up in my feed a half a dozen times over the last week on issues and things going on there, but I figured you'd be all over them, at some point. And they've got the small groups. They've got these groups all over the place in these small towns and small cities across the country.
And they grow them and they build them. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. We
pay for that.
Yeah. Yeah, but they you and I have talked about this. They are very much into the long game. We don't do anything if we don't have results in weeks, we get upset.
Right. Where it's instant gratification. You're right. The left is, I give them massive credit for their destruction because it's been in the works for years, decades. Yeah. And they've put it into place. I mean, generations of people have had to do this. It's not just one group of people over a 20-year period is trying to destroy the country. It's generations of leftists who hate America who have been implementing different things to help destroy this country. That's what they do. And they're brilliant job of it. Give them credit.
Oh, you have to. Listen, you have to give them credit. They get on Trump's case all the time because, he talks about how smart she is and all these other dictator types. And I know what he's trying to say. It's just like us when we sit here and say, they're geniuses. The Dems are great at this and great at it. We're not saying we want to be part of the party. We're not saying that we want anything to do with them, but they got it down, and they know how to do it, and they know how to stick with it, and they know how to get their people to follow them right off the court.
Whatever they say. Exactly. And if you don't do what we say, there's punishment. There's hardcore punishment.
Oh, yeah.
You're not allowed to question. If you say anybody who says something out of line that they aren't allowed to say, they'll be talked to. They will be talked to.
Oh, they lose committee appointment. They lose all kinds of stuff in the Dem party.
In New Hampshire, in the New Hampshire House, if a Democrat dared to vote an opposite way and they didn't have permission to, they would be banished to the worst seats in the House when Democrats had control. Oh yeah. Oh, this goes on everywhere. Literally, they would have the leader of the Democrat Party in the House. He would give them a thumbs up or a thumbs down on votes. And everybody saw it. Everybody saw it. And if you didn't vote the way you were told, big trouble.
I know. It's just never ending. You constantly see. By the way, somebody sent me a link. It was a Democrat representative. Crockett suggested that black voters are just too dumb to understand politics.
So you're right.
A black female. Oh, yeah, it was a Democrat.
A black woman. Yeah. I knew it was a Democrat black woman, but I didn't know she was an actual.
She's a representative.
Oh, my God. Wow. I didn't know she was a rep. I did not know.
Sorry. I just choked. I actually just about choked on my drink on that one. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And again, to your point earlier, they're doing it in your face. They're telling you what they believe in, doing it right in front of you.
Yep. Right in your face. So the left, like we said, they play the long game. Look at all these psychopathic, violent young people who all of a sudden hate Jews and think Hamas is the greatest thing since sliced bread and all the Palestinian people are Israel is occupying their land. They've never had land. History matters, but it's disturbing.
Totally agree with you.
This is what I'm saying. Over the past 15 years, we've learned quite a bit about the left, and that's why I don't understand why anyone... I don't know how you could not know a lot of these things. We saw how they were during the Obama years. You couldn't disagree or you were racist, right? That's when they started doxing people, swatting mm-hmm. their homes if they dared to disagree or post the truth. They were terrible. They were really bad under Obama years. And it was divisive, derisive, no unity, no such thing as unity. It all got worse. And then Trump, oh, my God, help us. Under Trump, all they did is screech and squeal and every day. Never, nothing Trump did was ever good, even if it was something good. And I, believe me, I posted all the good things that even the left agreed with that he did. So, but we saw how it was every day, every single day.
Oh, yeah.
And then under Biden, I mean, then COVID hit. We saw how they behaved during COVID. We saw people finally listen to us and saw what was going on in schools. They saw all the stuff with the trans women and trying to take over women and basically erase women. This is all the left, guys. This is all the left.
And the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy in your face. Look at, you know that judge, Aileen Cannon, right? She apparently she's being tagged as a pro Trump judge. Go figure. And they're complaining that she's following the law. She's following the law to the T. Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh no, it's great. She's going through and she's talking about the evidence and the documentation and how they screwed up the documentation and or. So she's dismissing some of the evidence or what have you. So now they're saying she should recuse herself because she's obviously biased towards Trump, for Trump, actually. Wow. And I'm thinking to myself, have you seen the judge in New York?
Right? Oh, no, he's okay. He's okay. Like, seriously. You know what we should do, Joe, is just randomly one of these days brainstorm and just throw out a list of all the things that we can think of that the left has done over the past 15 years just to show people, because people forget stuff.
Oh, yeah.
People totally forget stuff. I mean, Benghazi, that's another huge one. Afghanistan, people have already forgotten about that. You know, troops dead, oh, whatever. You know, they don't care.
Nope.
There's so many horrifying things that have gone on thanks to the left. And either people forget, maybe they're angry for 5 minutes and just go off and do the rest of the things. But it's bad. And we've been telling people, we tell them when it happens. We find the big things. We find the little things. We find the facts.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people get moved by it, 100%. There are some people who change their minds and become activists and fight and are vocal. And there's other people that are just like, whatever.
Oh, listen, they've got their people so brainwashed. I actually even had people say to me this week that I know Democrats said, yeah, you know, those pictures with the babies or the pictures of this or the pictures of that over Gaza, they're not real. They're all staged.
And yeah.
They're going, oh, God. So anything that you see that goes against what you believe is propaganda and everything that you see that falls in line with what you believe is 100% true. Is that kind of where we're at?
This is what I don't understand. Like, if you're not really sure, right? If you're hearing two sides and they don't somehow mesh a little bit, that's on you to go and dig and look in for information. I mean, I told you, I don't know if I told you on air or I can't remember, but one girl said something about we don't want people believing Hamas are terrorists. You know, we don't want people to think.
I saw that. Oh my God.
I was horrified. I'm like, it was bad enough. She was all the other dumb stuff she was saying, but that was the last thing that they recorded her saying. And I was like, wow, just wow. Hamas will say, yes, we're terrorists. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Their whole goal is just to exterminate the Jews. And by the way, sweethearts, they will exterminate you as well. So,
all right, real quick, where do people find you?
GraniteRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right. Hey, have a great rest of the week. We're going to miss you next Monday, but we'll have you the following Monday.
Okay.
Joe Messina, your host, got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.
Six.